I'm a native Iowan, born in Postville, raised in Maquoketa, living in Cedar Rapids. My great-great-grandfather arrived in Iowa in 1852, so I'm fifth generation. I was a law enforcement officer for my first career, not a particularly long career, a couple of years. And then I got lucky. I started a natural foods business in 1976, selling herbs and spices to natural food stores. And 24 years later, we had 300 employees, a lot of national awards. I was the Iowa Small Business Person of the Year in about 1992. And I was the first runner-up for the United States Small Business Person of the Year that same year. We were three times on Working Mother Magazine's list of the 100 best places for working mothers in America. That's because we had an extremely family-friendly workplace, which was because I had my family and I wanted my workplace to be friendly to my family. So we created a family-friendly workplace. I was lucky enough to understand that if you saved your money for a long time, then you'd have more of it than if you spent it. So I saved my money and I retired when I was 48 and a half. In order to spend time doing other things, I hiked the Appalachian Trail start to finish. I studied French in France and Spanish in Spain and Chinese in China. I traveled a fair amount. I've been to most of the places where there's a war. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, North Korea, Vietnam. I've traveled the world a lot, but I've always been an Iowan. I'm still an Iowan. I spend most of my time in Iowa. I live in a house that I've owned for 42 years, and I delivered three of my four children with my own hands in that house. I think that sort of wraps it up. I'm an ex-hippie turned capitalist that still believes that the world can be a much better place if we practice love rather than hate. There's three big ones in my platform. One is anti-war, one is anti-economic nonsense, and the other one is let's simplify government. On the no more wars platform, no more foreign wars. They make more enemies than friends. They cost an enormous amount of money, and they shed way too many American lives. Let's just pull back from all of our foreign wars. Number two is end the war on drugs. The war on drugs is 50 years old. It was started by President Nixon as a way to prevent the hippies and the blacks from interfering with his election plans. Here we are 50 years later. We've spent $2 trillion in illegal recreational drug use. It's exactly the same as it was 50 years ago. It doesn't work. The only thing we've done, we've managed to incarcerate millions upon millions upon millions of people, the vast majority of whom happen to be black. And it's time to stop. You know, that's just we've done it for far too long. No credible signs of ever being able to win it. Let's get rid of that war. The tariff wars are another one. A tariff is just a tax on Americans. No Chinese has ever paid the tariffs. We've paid them, every American. 330 million Americans have paid those tariffs, and it makes no sense whatsoever. Get rid of them. And then the war on poverty is the same thing. We've been fighting that for about 55 years, and basically poverty hasn't budged an inch. So I'm in favor of it reducing, even someday eliminating poverty, but we obviously aren't going to do it with our current war on poverty. We need to come up with brand new ideas, and I have those ideas. I support a universal basic income, and I could explain that in depth, but if you go to my website, you'll probably find it there, rickstewart.com. On the other side, no economic nonsense. The federal government should run the government the way that everybody has to run their business. Don't spend any more than you take in, so that would be a reduction in federal spending. In order to pay off the national debt, we already owe about $22 trillion. That's just a burden on future generations. Baby boomers like myself should be ashamed that we allowed this to happen. We're going to have to pay it off, so let's just start doing it today rather than pretending that our grandchildren will be happily paying it off when we're no longer with them. And with respect to simplifying government, there's an easy way to do that. I will not vote for any law that is longer than 5 pages long. A 5-page law can be read by just about every American, can be understood by them, and they can then debate the actual law and not the interpretation of a 1,000-page law that comes to us from attorneys, the media, politicians, kinds of people who have vested interests and they don't really tell us the truth. We should be able to read every law for ourselves, and then we'll understand it, and then we can give it the thumbs up or the thumbs down. 5 pages is my limit. I will not vote in favor of any law that's longer than 5 pages. I think everybody in Iowa is a libertarian at heart. You can see that that's our state motto. Our liberties we prize and our rights we will maintain. That's pure libertarianism. Unfortunately, the world has evolved into one where the Democrats and Republicans clearly are more interested in arguing with each other and fighting with each other and demonizing each other than they are interested in governing the government in a responsible way that takes care of all citizens. If Iowans send me to the United States Senate, I will be arguably the most important person in the United States Senate because it's going to be very evenly split, on the other hand, between Republicans and Democrats. I'm not going to caucus with either of the Republicans or the Democrats. I'm going to be an independent voice of reason who will not attempt to convince you that the other 99 senators are personifications of the devil, but I will try and convince you that we have good debates in the Senate. We debate real issues. We debate them with rational thoughts and not with any antagonism towards any of the other members of the Senate. And the public should be able to decide for themselves how the Senate should vote on any particular topic simply by listening to a rational debate instead of a perpetual argument between one side and the other, which obviously is never going to end. It's just going to go on forever. We need to break that mold. We need to get out there and elect libertarians. Then if we want to change things, we're going to have to change our votes. And the rational vote is clearly for a libertarian.